For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. The NBA playoff field is starting to slim down as multiple series in the Western Conference came to a close last night. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the New Orleans Pelicans 97-89 for a four-game sweep in OKC's first series win since 2016. The one-seed Thunder will play the survivor of the Clippers-Mavericks series, which is tied two games apiece. And thanks to another game-winning shot from Jamal Murray, the Denver Nuggets down the LA Lakers 108-106 to send the Lake Show home in five games. With the win, Denver advances to the second round to face the Minnesota Timberwolves, who just finished off a sweep of Phoenix for their first series win in 20 years. Both teams will get plenty of rest, as Game 1 won't be until Saturday. Minnesota and Denver split their regular season matchups 2-2, with the two teams jockeying for top playoff positioning for most of the season. Both teams are healthy when it comes to players, but the Timberwolves may be without their head coach Chris Finch. The team announced that Finch will undergo surgery tomorrow to repair a right patellar tendon that was torn during the team's final game in Phoenix. In his early stages of rehab, the coach will have to keep his leg immobilized in a brace if he is unable to sit on the sidelines. Assistant Micah Norrie will coach Game 1, with Finch communicating to the team from the locker room. The Minnesota Twins are the hottest team in baseball right now as they beat the White Sox yesterday 3-2 for their eighth straight win. Chicago took a 2-0 lead in the first, but Carlos Santana tied the game with one swing in the second.
He's hit safely seven of his last eight in four straight, and he hits this ball a ton. Hide your dog. That ball is gone into the bleachers for a home run. We're all tied up at 2-2. Carlos Santana still hot.
The 2-2 score held until the ninth. Byron Buxton led off the final inning with a double, and then the veteran Max Kepler delivered the game-winning hit.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined into right field, and that's a base hit. Here comes Byron Buxton. Gavin Sheets up with it. His throw to the plate, no chance. And the Twins lead 3-2.
Caleb Thielbar worked around multiple base runners in the bottom half to pick up his second save and preserve a one-run win for the Twins. Minnesota has now won all five games against the White Sox so far this year and improved to 15-13, but that's not the only good news. Before tonight's game, two key pieces to the team will be activated off the injured list. Shortstop Carlos Correa will return from an oblique injury that led to a 16-game absence. The two-time All-Star was hitting over 300 before the injury. Also joining the club for the first time this year is closer Jawan Duran. The flame-throwing reliever has 35 saves and just a .215 earned run average over the last two seasons and will be coming off an oblique strain suffered in spring training. Tonight's game will start at 6:40 Central, with the Twins looking for their ninth straight win. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.